Put on your running shoes. Our friends over there at Northwestern High School, they're going to hold a meet, a track meet. It's called the Trojan Relays Track Meet. It's going to take place on March the 15th right there at Northwestern High School at 10 o'clock in the morning. 20 schools have already confirmed that they're going to be here. And of course, this morning we've got coaches from Northwestern High School. They focus on distance. They do cross country, and then when cross country season is over, they switch over and they focus on distance for the track and field teams. And we have Coach Chris Artis and assistant coach Kenny Knopf. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So, Chris, we were trying to get like just the understanding of how the coaching works before we turned on the microphone. So you all are involved with cross country, boys and girls from Northwestern. Yes. Once that season ends in the fall and track picks up, they're kind of like two track coaches, and you
there's more than two.
Oh.
Well, because track, we have so many different events. So we focus with distance. Then we have the sprinter coach. We've got a jumps coach. We have a throws coach, pole vault coach. I mean, hurdles coach. So, I mean, we have a lot of different people that have to do a lot of specialties. So it takes a lot. It takes a village to coach the track team.
And is there one overall coach over that?
Yeah. So we have a head track coach, Connor Tanferno. And then, like I said, several other coaches kind of helping out in their specialties.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
But that makes sense.
It does make sense.
I mean,
you know, it's a big school, too.
When we were in high school, there was like maybe one or two.
Yeah, that's it.
Did it all.
Yeah. To Ashley's point, they did the hurdles.
Right.
The same coach did the hurdles, the distance, the pole vaulting, and he would try to go around to each group. But again, that was a much smaller school compared to Northwestern. How many of your distance runners in cross country will continue to stay on for the track season?
About maybe a half to a third. Some will do middle school track for the middle schools. Some will do soccer, some will do other sports, tennis. So, but most of them, as long as they're not doing another spring sport, will come run with us.
And Kenny, that's important because what we've seen now with a lot of our athletes, it's no longer one sport, one season, and that's it. And you pick it back up the next season. Mm-hmm. You've got to kind of focus on a sport and train year round.
Yeah. If you're not doing a sport in the fall, usually the runners will just run all year, you know? Mm-hmm. So, summer conditioning, going to cross country, and then going to Christmas break, they're still running. And then, you know, so they'll have 2 weeks, maybe downtime for a little break, but usually just constant running because once you stop, no matter how much you run, it's going to struggle to get back going again once you start. But usually we try to push them to motivate them to keep running to better themselves.
Yeah.
And they're young, and they can just run all day long. They've got all the energy in the world. They can eat a whole pizza and run and not think twice about it.
That's right.
Some of us, we eat a whole pizza, and we might not run for a month. But neither here nor there. Well, take us out to the event on March the 15th. This is the Trojan Relays Track Meet out there at Northwestern High School.
Yes. You're going to see it's a little bit different than a normal track meet would be because it's, as in the name, it's all relays. We did add an elite 1600 and 100, but we do some interesting events that you don't normally see, like the shuttle hurdle relay. We'll do a mile medley, a sprint medley, the distance, the DMR. In addition to some of the normal relays we do in a track meet, like the 4x1, 4x4, we'll do a 4x2, which is interesting because none of the kids, we don't normally run it, so it's kind of an interesting thing to do. In addition to that, we'll do our normal kind of round of field events. We'll have the javelin, which was just introduced to South Carolina a few years ago, shot put, discus, long jump, triple jump, and high jump. So there's going to be a lot of things out there for track fans to kind of see.
One thing about this is it's for the kids. It's the start of the season. We just started, even though we train throughout the year, but this is something different. We won't be doing these at the end of the year, but just you still be doing a little speed work. You still be competing, with your peers and stuff. But it's just something different than they normally do on an everyday basis.
It's kind of like an exhibition. I mean, for people to come see what they can do and just a way to kind of get them rallied before the season starts.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a way to kind of have the kids get experience running. They kind of have fun and without a lot of pressure of, oh, we have to do this. We got to compete, you know, and it's... And like I said, we have schools that'll be here from North Carolina. We've got a school from kind of the Clemson area. Walhalla is going to be here, Lexington. So you kind of get a good mismatch of schools from different areas. You might not see them again for the rest of the season, but you kind of you pull together for this early season meet. So it's kind of neat.
We're speaking with some of the coaches involved with the Northwestern High School track and field team. They focus on distance. They're going to present the Trojan Relays track meet on March the 15th at Northwestern High School at 10 o'clock. Tickets are $7 and you can be purchased at the gate or online at northwesterntrojans.org. As Coach Artis just said, they have about 20 schools confirmed. And this started back in the 70s?
1973. This is, if not the oldest, it is one of the oldest continuing track high school track meets in the state. Started by Bob Jenkins. If you've been around the area, you know the name. Hall of Fame coach, legend in the area. Continued on with Coach Hudgens, another Hall of Fame legendary coach. And you know, we're just trying to keep that tradition alive. But I mean, it's just so much history in this area for track and field and cross country. So we're just glad to be continuing on that tradition.
And you did have to take kind of a pause for a couple of years just due to all kind of issues beyond your control, really.
Oh, yeah. Weather. I mean, we try to run most, you know, anytime, but extreme weather, a couple of years, we had the track resurfacing, you know, remodeled, but... but, you know, if we can run it, we're running it. There's been years, early years with Bob Jenkins, you hear stories all the time where they said they moved like the high jump pit inside and we're doing high jump inside because the weather and things like that. So it's, you know, we try to get them in if we can. We hate canceling meets. So.
Kenny, for spectators to come out and see this, you know, obviously if you've got a kid that runs track, you know how important it is for you to be there to support them, but for the average, you know, athlete in our community that, you know, maybe they don't do track or maybe their school is not Northwestern, what's the draw to them? What's the excitement to have them come and check this out?
So it's different. It's a long day. Yeah, it starts at 10. It'll probably be over 3 or 4 o'clock, depending on how everything goes. And because it's a long day. So you have time to come out at lunchtime and stuff like that to support. There's different spots to travel around to look to see the high jump, the javelin. Javelin's cool. You just watch a big old spear go across, you know, the field. And so it's different. Yeah. So I think last week went North Carolina had steeplechase, you know. And some of our kids don't see that. You know, that's where you jump a hurdle and you jump the water. And some of our kids are like, wait a minute, I want to do that. Yeah. But I thought it was cool. So you see different things if you're not used to it. So the middle schoolers here had the opportunity to run at their school, but there's some things that they're not introduced to, like the javelin. I think
they don't do the 3200. They don't do hurdles, pole vault. So there's a few events that they don't do in the middle school, and they run a little bit of a different kind of meet schedule as well. But yeah, I mean, you're going to see some athleticism out here. You know, like I said, you're going to see people jumping close to 6'6", 6'8", in the high jump, kids vaulting 13, 14 feet in the air. You know, like I said, throwing a spear, essentially.
You know, so that's exactly it.
I mean, you're going to see some really cool things if you come out.
Yeah. Well, you're also supporting our student athletes, and what we've continued to hear over and over again, it is the support from the community at any level when, you know, these young people work so hard balancing training and school, and for, you know, the community to come out and root behind them and show interest that they're behind them, that's got to be pretty cool. I mean, I get it. Track might not be for everyone, watching people just run around a track, but this seems, unlike some of our other track meets, this seems like pretty interesting and pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it's definitely going to be a really cool event to watch. And like I said, you're going to see some of the relays get a little kind of crazy because you're running different distances. Like with the sprint medley, it's a 100, 100, a 200, and a 400. And so it's, you know, you're mixing in all sorts of different distances, and you know, you got a couple 100-meter runners trying to hand off to a 200 runner who's running a 400 runner, and it gets a little hectic and crazy. But it's a really cool event to watch.
And you mentioned the shuttle hurdle relay. What is that? I've never even heard of that before.
So it's the hurdles. It's a 100 hurdles for girls, and so they run from the start line to the finish line, and then they have another set of hurdles set up the opposite way. So they'll run from the finish line back to the start, and then they'll go. And then so you basically have four athletes that do that, and so you're basically doing a 100 meter hurdle relay. It's kind of neat to
back and forth.
That's what I said, it's different.
That is pretty cool.
That's different, yeah.
And the hurdles, that's a whole nother skill set.
And one thing about track, is, you know, cross country, we make a joke, the parents have to be athletic to make it around the course to see their kids. Yeah. You know, track, they're just running a loop. So you can watch them. You don't have to travel a lot to see where the event is.
You can just sit in the stands.
You can sit in the stands and take part of the event.
Yeah.
So it's all isolated right there at the track. So.
Wow. Well, congratulations again for what all of you all, you know, not only y'all, but everyone else, what you're doing over there, just to continue to get more kids interested in a sport. And running is a great way to get introduced into it. This is the Trojan Relays track meet on March the 15th, Northwestern High School. 10 a.m. is when it starts. But as Kenny said, it basically goes pretty much all day. Tickets are $7, and it can be purchased at the gate or online at northwesterntrojans.org. Well, here's to happy running, and we wish you a lot of luck on the 15th. This sounds great.
Appreciate it. Thank you. So much.